NewsTalk.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
All right, it's Wednesday, December the 20th, 2017. I am David Knight. We have a lot of information today. There's a new Hillary Clinton scandal. There are some clips that we have of the speech that President Trump gave about the national security that is excellent. One of the best speeches I've ever heard a president make. Of course, CNN says, here's six whoppers told by the president. Well, that's a starting point to find out where the good bits are, the parts that they really don't like. So we're going to talk about that. And we also have, of course, the tax situation. Do you know why they held up the tax vote last night? Do you know why they had to go back and do it again at the House? Well, we're going to tell you what's behind that. We're going to give you Democrats' reactions to that. You will not believe what they had to undo in the tax bill for the benefit of our senators. And let me tell you something. This is another example of why we got to get these guys in there, out of there. We need to have major radical changes in the Senate, and needs to start in these primaries that we've got coming up. But of course, the story that was on the Drudge Report about climate change now is driving record snows in Alaska mountains. This is from Reuters. And actually, it's from a couple of universities who do this kind of stuff because they get paid to do this kind of stuff. They get paid for these research grants by the government to produce these kinds of phony results. They say snowfalls atop an Alaskan mountain range. Who would think that there would be snowfalls in an Alaska mountain range? Obviously, there's some sinister climate change going on here when you got snow in the Alaskan mountains. They have doubled since the start of the industrial age, they say. I wasn't aware, frankly, that there was anybody on top of the mountains in Alaska at the start of the industrial age, the 1700s, measuring the snowfall. Maybe we got it from the Russians. I don't know. Are the Russians colluding with the climate change industry? I don't know. But this evidence, says Reuters, that climate change can trigger major increases in regional precipitation, according to research published in the journal Scientific Reports. Well, there you go. That says it all right there. Listen, I was around in 1970. I was in high school, so I remember it vividly when they had the very first Earth Day. And you had the big concern there was global cooling, not global warming. And, of course, you know, then it became all about global warming, but then they had to change it because the measurements didn't match the climate models. That's why we had ClimateGate. They're passing around emails saying, wait a minute, our models don't match the decline in temperatures that we're seeing. We're going to have to fudge the results. We got to conceal this. And they wouldn't reveal that for quite some time. East Anglia University in the UK was where most of this action was taking place, but it also took place with the University of Virginia. Michael Mann, I was involved with an organization that tried to get those emails, tried to get his data revealed. No, they're going to cover all that stuff up, even though they've already written their reports. There's nothing proprietary there. Even though it was funded by the government, even though he wrote the emails on government time, even though policy was based on his conclusions, we're not allowed to see the raw data. What does that tell you? That tells you they got cards they're not showing. Tells you they're cheating at the game, doesn't it? And of course, interestingly enough, where they showed up was on a Russian server eventually. That's where we saw first 1,000 emails and 5,000 emails a couple of years later about ClimateGate. It caused a very big stir when the quotes came out, but then of course their political allies and the press tamped down any concern. That was 10 years ago when they had a much better control of information to the public than they do today. But when we look at this and we go back to the 1970s and we remember the first Earth Day was all about global cooling and it was being pushed by some guy called Paul Ehrlich. Remember him? Remember his book, The Population Bomb, saying that we've got to depopulate the Earth or we're going to destroy it. How familiar that is. They've kept to that same line of depopulation. Let's kill all the people because of this imaginary problem. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The House passed a sweeping $1.5 trillion tax bill Tuesday. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act lowers individual tax rates. Paul Ryan said, "Today we are giving the people their money back," adding that a typical family would average about $2,000 in tax cuts in 2018. Zero Democrats voted to lower taxes. Instead, they were busy pushing the narrative that the sloppy bill is a Frankenmonster set to benefit only corporations and the rich. But are they really just worried about a legislative accomplishment that will translate to more cold hard cash for middle class pockets? According to the independent Tax Policy Center, 80% of taxpayers will get a tax cut in 2018. Only about 5% will pay more next year under the GOP plan. With approval from both chambers likely, the biggest overhaul of the U.S. tax system in more than 30 years could be signed into law by President Trump before the end of the week. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You talk about death and taxes being inevitable. Well, maybe we just got a little bit of a reprieve. It's kind of like somebody saying, hey, your cancer is in remission. Well, you know, your taxation is in a little bit of remission right now. Still may kill you, but It's still in a little bit of remission. So let's celebrate that. But let's first take a look at why we had this late night reversal. You saw the headlines. The House passes it. Now it's going to go to the Senate. Then it comes back and says, oh, the Senate passed something, but now the House has got to revote on it again. It got sent back to the House. Well, what was going on with that? I think it's very telling what happened with that. As Reuters is putting out, U.S. House to vote again on tax bill. Trump is on the verge of a win. Well, he now has that win. But let's take a look at the process of what happened with this, because I think it is absolutely despicable. It tells us a great deal about the Senate in general, and it tells us even more about the Democrats and how truly despicable they are. So what was at the center of this? The center of this was Ted Cruz did something right. He had a tax break for homeschool families. That was the problem. You can't have a tax break for homeschool families, because the Democrats and establishment Republicans are in the pocket of the National Education Association, the teachers union, and they're going to punish that little bit of money. It's not going to break the budget. You don't have that many people homeschooling, and it wasn't much of a tax break. But you can't give any kind of a break to homeschools, because if people found out what it was like to get out from underneath the control of these oppressive schools and the way they damage your children, if they had any kind of economic capability to do that, they would never go back. Believe me, you would never go back. And again, when we look at the envy in this tax bill, I'll tell you again about my kids at the playground one day. They were there at the playground, and this kid was out of school. And he goes, so what school do you guys go to? It was a year-round school. He goes, are you guys on a break? And I said, no, we're homeschooled. And he goes, you don't go to school? And he goes, no. That's not fair. That's not fair. He got so angry. It was really funny. But it was exactly the kind of temper tantrum you see going on throughout the Democrat Party now about taxes. You know, he was on vacation, but it wasn't enough for him, because he saw these guys as being homeschooled. So he thought, hey, you're getting more of a vacation than I am. And that's what's happening. That basis of envy is the basis of the Democrat economic policies. It's always based on envy. They look at this and they say, wait a minute. All right, I'm getting, just like this kid, I'm getting some time off. They say, well, I'm getting some money back from the government. But that guy over there is getting more. I'm angry about that. I can't enjoy my time off because those kids are getting more time. I can't enjoy my tax break because that guy is getting a little bit more than me. That's the envy that they always push out there. But let's talk about their hatred of homeschoolers here. Because what happened with this? This is a tax break proposed by Ted Cruz here. Now, we'll tell you why he did this. It's something specific that affects Texas homeschoolers. But it affects, it shows the national bias against this. And of course, it was decried, as they point out in the Houston Chronicle, it was decried by the Democratic foes as, quote, a backdoor assault on public K through 12 education system. Well, you know what? If you got to hold a gun to somebody's head to support your system, maybe you don't have a good system. If nobody has to force people to do things that are good for them. They said it would allow families to use tax advantage 529 accounts for homeschooling expenses. Well, what is that? It was something that was just set up to allow people to save money, like a Roth IRA. If you don't know what a Roth IRA is, that means, you know, you got a typical IRA where you don't pay taxes until you withdraw, the money. And so people will do that to defer income till the time they retire. With a Roth IRA, you still pay taxes on that money, so you don't get a write-off this year. But when you invest it, after you've paid the taxes on it, and then you invest it in something, if you make money, if you have a gain, if your stocks go up or Bitcoin goes up, whatever, if you have a gain on that, you don't pay any taxes on that gain when you take it out. So you've paid taxes on it at the beginning, hoping that it's going to go, and then investing it, hoping that it's going to appreciate in value, and that you won't have to pay a tax on the appreciation. And so that's what they don't want to allow to have happen with homeschoolers. Still allow it for universities, still allow it for private schools, but not for homeschools. Isn't that interesting? How discriminatory the Democrats can be, isn't it? Another part of the Cruz Amendment allowed families to use this for private or religious schooling. Apparently, that would not be affected. The full tax subsidy could still apply in states that define homeschooling as private education. But of course, then the hooks that they put into you are you've got to pretend that you're a private school, and then they start to regulate what you do as if you're a private school. So we've gone through that song and dance in North Carolina, where they say, oh, pretend that you're a private school. Give us a name, tell us who the directors are, and so forth and so on. Send us reports and so forth. In states like Texas, however, you don't have to define your homeschools as private schools. And that means that they're not going to allow the 529 accounts to be done. That is interesting because, you know, when we look at this, it was just a couple of days ago that I talked to Sibel Edmonds about Fethullah Gulen. He's a Turkish imam who has well over 1,000 schools. It might be up to about 1,500 schools now worldwide. Most of them operate as religious madrasas, but here in the United States, they do not do any explicit religious instruction. They send a lot of people on junkets to Turkey. They teach the Turkish language, even though here in Texas, there's not too many people that have a demand for Turkish. You might want to learn Spanish, but not necessarily Turkish language. But they teach Turkish culture, Turkish language. They send people on junkets to Turkey, but of course they don't teach Islam. Right. They take the best students and send them to Turkey on junkets where they probably immerse them quite a bit. Nevertheless, this guy is getting about $750 million, $750 million for his network of quote unquote secular schools here in the United States. Taxpayer expense. Now, a Turkish imam who has connections to the intelligence service, who has been investigated quite a bit by the FBI for things that he's done here in the United States, but has a lot of politicians in his pocket. He gets $750 million, but not 1 cent for homeschoolers. Not 1 cent. That's your government at work. And so what they point out is that these would have allowed up to $10,000 per child to be taken and put into this 529 savings plan. So understand what's going on here. They're telling us that it would break the budget. If homeschoolers were to earn money, pay taxes on that money, then what they have left over, they save it. And then if that money goes up instead of down in their investments or their savings, then it would break the bank if they don't get the tax on that increase. That's how miserly they are about this. But it also shows you how much they hate anything that is not under their control. They want to control education because they want to control the next generation. That's why we don't put our kids in school. We homeschool them because you're not going to control my kids. I'm not going to turn them over to you to be indoctrinated into this political correct snowflake nonsense that you've got everybody tied up in knots about. All this white privilege and everything else. I'm just not going to be a part of that. I'm not going to let you turn my kids into Marxist snowflakes. You don't get to do that. And I will pay anything to keep that from happening. But they will do anything to keep you from having the money. It would have been a game changer, they said. Homeschoolers, they work very hard because you can't have two parents working full time. And so they have to go through some sacrifices. So I want to play for you what Bernie Sanders had to say about tax reform. Because after coming after the homeschoolers here, he's going to tell you what he thinks of the rest of you and who your income really belongs to. It doesn't belong to you. It was Bernie Sanders who shut this down. Bernie Sanders and Ron Wyden shut down this tiny tax deduction for homeschoolers. But he thinks all of the money of all of you belongs to him. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll tell you about this contemptible social.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically studied to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah! I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to take a look at the tax reform. Who's getting money back and how much? We've got some information now. This has been in a state of flux for quite some time. We're going to have the reactions of the Democrats, starting here with Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, as I just said in the last segment, we've got a radical Turkish imam protected by the deep state, brought here by the CIA and so forth, when other people in the government tried to keep him out. But we've got a radical Turkish imam who is getting about $750 million of taxpayer money a year, running a network of charter schools by this Islamic cult. That's not a problem. Bernie Sanders doesn't seem to have a problem with that. And most of the politicians don't. But he has a problem with homeschoolers getting a little bit of a tax break. Now, they're not going to get money given directly to them, like this radical Islamic cleric. They're not going to have money given directly to them, like the government schools. No, instead, this would be money that they worked for, that they paid taxes on, that even after they paid the taxes, they were able to save a little bit and invest it into a fund. And if that fund went up a little bit, that account, then they wouldn't be taxed on that little bit of an increase. But that's too much for Bernie Sanders. No. Too much for him. He doesn't want them to have that tax break. Because, see, that money belongs to him. And it's not just the homeschoolers. Bernie is furious. Bernie thinks all of your money belongs to him. All your money belonged to us, say the Democrats. Let's play Bernie Sanders' reaction to this horrific idea that you would have something to say about how your money that you've worked for is spent. Instead, it ought to be spent in Washington. Let's play Bernie Sanders, video clip 5.
Today, in an unprecedented manner, we are witnessing highway robbery in broad daylight and a looting of the federal treasury.
Hold it right there. And we start out with Bernie, because Bernie is the one who raised this objection to the homeschooler being able to put it into kind of like a Roth IRA, but it's for education. That after they earned the money, paid the taxes on the money, saved the money, invested the money, if they had a return, no. You're still going to have to pay taxes on that. That's Bernie Sanders. And so he's the one who stopped this. That's why the House had to go back and revote on it last night. And so what he's saying is, this is a looting of the treasury. The Democrats think that everything that you earn, everything that you have, belongs to them. Quite literally. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. You see this every time these people talk. This is an expenditure. This is a looting of the treasury. Because you are their property. You are their chattel property. You are their slave. What is a slave but somebody for whom all of their labor, all of their possessions don't belong to them, but belong to their plantation masters in Washington? That's the plantation. You thought that the Civil War ended slavery? No. It ended private slavery. What it did was it established all of us as being slaves of an imperial government operating out of Washington. We're all part of that plantation to one degree or the other. You may work, but your money doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the federal treasury. And if anybody reduces some of your income that is taken from you, that's where the looting accounts. But he calls it looting if the money doesn't flow to them, because they already own it, because they own you. Here's the rest of what that contemptible old man had to say.
Today is a victory for the Koch brothers and other wealthy Republican campaign contributors who will see huge tax breaks for themselves while driving up the federal deficit by $1.5 trillion.
Hold it right there. Bernie Sanders, the socialist, has now turned into a budget hawk, just like Bob Corker. These are guys who, for the 8 years of Barack Obama, said not a word about the cumulative debt of this country going up by $10 trillion. It was a $10 trillion debt when Barack Obama became president. For 8 years, it went up. And at the end of that, it was $20 trillion. So he's going up, what is it, $1.25 trillion a year. He's concerned because they have projected out for a decade that it would go up $1.5 trillion over 10 years. They were sitting there silent while it was going up nearly that same amount every year under Barack Obama. But now for Bernie Sanders, for Bob Corker, it's a problem. So here's the rest of what Bernie has to say.
It's a victory for the largest and most profitable corporations in our country, like Apple, Microsoft, Pfizer, and General Electric, who despite record-breaking profits, will now see hundreds of billions of dollars in tax breaks. We are living in a moment in American history of massive income and wealth inequality, when the very rich are becoming richer while most Americans are becoming poorer. Yet, according to the nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, this legislation at the end of 10 years will provide 83% of the tax benefits to the top 1% and 60% of the benefits
to the top one-tenth of 1%. Hang on a second.
Meanwhile, that's
enough of Bernie. I can't take any more of that blank communist. We'll talk about where the money is coming from. And, you know, when you talk about what happens 10 years from now, again, that is pure fantasy. We don't know what's going to happen in 10 years. Even if Trump is reelected, we're in the term of the next president halfway through. If Trump is not reelected, you know, we got two other terms that are there. So who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what the makeup of the House and Congress is going to be? If you got more people like Bernie Sanders, you can bet that they're going to take everything from everybody because he thinks all your money belongs to him. And I agree with what he has to say about the income consolidation at the top. There are a lot of structural reasons for that besides the tax code, and he doesn't do anything about that. But let's take a look at some of the other back and forth here. The good Sanders, Sarah Sanders, the White House press secretary, got into a back and forth with a congressman there. Before we get into the details, I think this is interesting. She had said Democrats shouldn't need to be begged to be part of cutting taxes for the American people. Now, why is it that you have to beg the Democrats to cut taxes? We just showed that to you. Bernie Sanders thinks that money belongs to him. And he's like Ebenezer Scrooge. I pay enough for these institutions, and the money should go there. So I'm not giving you no huge tax cut, you know. I'm not giving you another lump of coal either on your heater. So I'm keeping it. So you have to beg them for a tax cut, and they don't want to give it to you. That's what Sarah Sanders was saying. She said they should have been begging and banging down the door of the building behind me to be a part of this process, to be a part of helping more Americans be more successful. No, they're not. They're not. And then the Hill took that quote and they put out a tweet that said, Huckabee Sanders says GOP begged Dems to work on tax reform, which was not exactly, as you just heard, what she said. So then a Democrat Congressman, Ted Lieu, quoted the inaccurate tweet to attack Sarah Sanders and said, dear press secretary, you don't serve in Congress. I do. And I can say with absolute certainty that you are lying. And she came back and she said, I don't serve in Congress, but I can read. And if you had read the story, not an incorrect tweet, you would see that what I said was Dems should be helping Americans to keep more of their money. You should spend less time tweeting and more time doing your job. Well, they see their job as keeping the money in Washington and helping their big corporate friends that they pretend they don't have anything to do with. And we'll find out more about that later on as well with Hillary Clinton. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret, is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your inner cellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the tax cuts and also some more reactions to this as well, because you need to know what these people think of you. They call us deplorable. I think these communists who operate off of envy and jealousy, divide and conquer, the false virtue signaling about, oh, look, corporations getting tax breaks. Yeah, okay. Well, there's a lot of small corporations that are getting tax breaks too, but they give tax breaks in a different way to the corporations. They only give those tax breaks to specific corporations who pay them directly. That's the way the Democrats roll. It's also the way the Republicans roll at the top as well. But any kind of broad-based tax cuts on corporations, because, you know, it's not just the big guys. It's not just Apple Computer that has a corporation. There's most of the mom and pop businesses are corporations as well, or set up in other structures that are going to get massive tax cuts. It is going to be a big win for American business, because even in America, they have to compete with foreign goods that are coming into this country without the taxes of that country attached. So even if you're not involved in export-import competition, even if you're just providing goods and services here in the United States, the goods that you create here in the United States, if you did want to sell them somewhere else, you're going to have a big disadvantage, because the American taxes are going to be put on and never taken off of the goods that you try to sell in Europe or that you try to sell in China or whatever. But the taxes that they put on, they take them off before they come into America to compete with you. So if you're not even involved in international competition, you're still going to pay that. Still going to pay that, because those goods coming in won't have the tax attached to the cost of that good as it came in. Before we get back to this, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the items that we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We finished our 34-hour broadcast, but we have kept most of these items on sale, and we have added free shipping. So now's the time to get it before the end of the year. We got 50% off and free shipping. Some of these items, more than 50% off. And free shipping store-wide here on this. We have Super Male Vitality, BrainForce Plus, both of those 50% off. Our new products, Alpha Power, Cell Force, Red Pill, those are 50% off. And, of course, everything free shipping. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, our Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off, free shipping. All the Super Blue products, that's our toothpaste that has no fluoride in it, but it has iodine and nano silver to kill bacteria that causes gum disease, tooth loss, and then heart disease. That's the way that progresses. So you can stop that with a good toothpaste that addresses bacteria and makes your mouth taste really great. All the Super Brew products are 50% off with free shipping. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 supplement, 50% off. Many other things. I can't go through the entire list. Take a look at what we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 50%, some of these things, 67% off the Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver. And free shipping store-wide. Okay, let's go back to the tax cuts here. Not a single Democrat voted to cut a single dollar from your taxes. Some of them, like Bernie Sanders, are saying, I can't vote for this. This is going to raise the deficit by $1.5 trillion over 10 years after they just raised the deficit, the cumulative debt, by $10 trillion over 8 years. Oh, they didn't say anything about that. Meanwhile, President Trump tweeted out the terrible individual mandate. He put in parentheses Obamacare. No, that's where I disagree with President Trump. We need to stop calling it Obamacare. I've made the mistake myself of calling it Obamacare for quite some time, even though the Supreme Court told us it was a tax. It was not health care. It was not health insurance. It was a tax. And so let's just call it the Obama tax. The terrible individual mandate of Obama tax has been repealed. And so, yes, it has. And the Republicans got it done without any help from the Democrats. And you know, when we look at this, we just had the last couple of days, a guy from California, a congressman, his name is Ro Khanna, a 41-year-old Democrat out of Silicon Valley, got upset with Senator Marco Rubio. You know, a lot of people have talked about Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, and you just heard Bernie Sanders say, oh, Apple got this big tax break and it's awful. Well, why don't you complain about the fact that he is kowtowing to the Chinese communists and giving them everything that they want? And as I said before, you know, the Democrats want to say, oh, no, we can't have broad-based tax cuts on corporations and other structures of business, because, you know, really that tax is passed through on the products anyway. So you're paying it. So they want to hide their taxes so that you're paying, just like they hide the payroll taxes, the Social Security taxes. You don't see half of what the Social Security tax is on you. But if a business knows enough to stay in business, they know what their costs are. They know that they are paying a matching amount that you don't see. They did it that way on purpose. And they don't want you to see the fact that this whole net neutrality thing. So this Democrat goes out there. He attacks Marco Rubio because Rubio criticized Tim Cook, said he capitulated on human rights. He capitulated. He kowtowed to China on human rights. And he did. Tim Cook of Apple did. No question about it. So this guy from Silicon Valley comes out and says, shut up. You didn't vote for net neutrality. Well, net neutrality was nothing but a payoff to the corporations that pay the Democrats. It was an internal competition between the Googles, the Facebook, and the Netflix against some of the hardware companies, the internet service providers. I mean, that was one of the key things about that. So that's the way they do their corporate breaks, their corporate tax breaks. But let's take a look at what Chucky Schumer says. Here's this clip. Let's run video clip number two.
It's fine to dislike. A new poll this morning from CNN found a majority of Americans against the bill. Why?
The bill Hold it right there. You know what? We'll tell you why. It's because of people like Chucky Schumer and the mainstream media and CNN telling them how bad it was going to be for them. Creating envy, like I said before. But look, when you see your after-tax income go up, and we'll talk about that in a moment, the tax breaks. If you see your income go up, and that's going to be the real test, then you're not going to think that it's a bad thing, even if they tell you that your neighbor is getting more back and you should hate it because of that. But let's continue on with what Chucky Schumer has to say.
Hikes for middle-class families in this country and a Christmas gift to major corporations and billionaire investors. So let me be clear. This tax bill will be an anchor around the ankles of every Republican. If they haven't learned it yet, they're going to learn it next November. Republicans will rue the day they pass this bill, and the American people will never let them forget it.
Well, that'll be very interesting. We'll have to see about that.
Wage booster.
Let's leave it there at that point. As some of these people say, Christmas comes early for Trump with a tax win. Is it just for Trump? Is it just that he says, hey, I got something here, I want it? And the real question is, are you going to see something? And if so, how soon will you see it? Well, USA Today says that although 47% of Americans disapprove and only 26% approve of the tax bills, according to a poll by Monmouth University, they said that nearly all these tax changes are going to take effect next year, which means, of course, that you're not going to see the difference when you start to do your tax return for 2017. The Democrats were successful in making sure that that didn't happen. The Democrats and the Uni Party, the GOP establishment, they delayed, so we didn't have anything retroactive to the beginning of the year. So you're not going to see any help on your 2017. However, they pointed out that you won't have to wait until April 2019 to get a tax break. What's going to happen is they're going to change the tax tables. That could happen as early as February. Once the IRS changes the tax tables, then your withholding is going to change based on your status. And so, yeah, you will see a difference, and you will see it at the beginning of this year. Could have seen it on this tax return that you're going to be putting out there. But, of course, people like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Bernie Sanders, who think that your money belongs to them, they made sure that they kept your money this year. They made sure that you didn't get a tax break this year. But come February, you are going to see a change in your take-home salary. And then we'll see what happens when it comes to November. If people see the economy picking up as it is picking up, if they see their take-home salary going up as it's going to go up, we'll see about that, Chucky Schumer. We'll see who's going to rue the day. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The House passed a sweeping $1.5 trillion tax bill Tuesday. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act lowers individual tax rates. Paul Ryan said, "Today we are giving the people their money back," adding that a typical family would average about $2,000 in tax cuts in 2018. Zero Democrats voted to lower taxes. Instead, they were busy pushing the narrative that the sloppy bill is a Frankenmonster set to benefit only corporations and the rich. But are they really just worried about a legislative accomplishment that will translate to more cold hard cash for middle class pockets? According to the Independent Tax Policy Center, 80% of taxpayers will get a tax cut in 2018. Only about 5% will pay more next year under the GOP plan. With approval from both chambers likely, the biggest overhaul of the U.S. tax system in more than 30 years could be signed into law by President Trump before the end of the week. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically studied to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah! Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Let's take a quick look at what really is in the bill. Of course, we still have the New York Times looking at it and saying, you know, feeding this envy type of thing. The tax cuts benefit the ultra-rich, but not the merely rich as much. In other words, let's take a look at the people who are billionaires versus the people who are simply millionaires. That's the way they spend this. Because, you know, only rich people benefit from any tax cut. That's the way the left is always going to spend this. It's been called a tax cut for the rich, a Christmas gift for the wealthy, and more. And that's true. A back-of-the-envelope math shows in both dollar terms and so forth, the largest percentage cuts. No, actually, that's not true. In terms of percentage, that is not true. But they go on to say that you're probably asking how a tax plan that seems riddled with loopholes to benefit those who are well off can be raising the tax bill of the wealthy when we're told just the opposite. And of course, they also throw the Trump family in there, too. They say, well, here's why the people in New York that are very wealthy, that, of course, I guess they go to Starbucks with, the people in New York Times. It's like, but I don't understand. Every tax bill is supposed to be good for the wealthy people, and you're making a lot of money on Wall Street. Why are you upset about that? Well, it's because of state and local taxes in New York and California, and they get to that. They say those states that have those making several thousand dollars to those making millions of dollars a year, if they have high state and local taxes, may see a higher tax bill. That's the essence of this. That is the essence of it. And that's the competition there. They're not going to get a free ride anymore on high state taxes in New York. And that just adds to their consternation. And our Schadenfreude. Our dark joy at seeing this happen. As Wall Street Journal points out, the middle class will get 23% of the tax cuts for individuals under the GOP bill. They take a look at it and they look at the total number of dollars. And what they're saying is, well, $61 billion, about a quarter of it, is going to go to the middle class. And then another quarter is going to go to the upper 1%. Then basically the rest of it is going to go to lowering business and corporate income tax. Well, when you look at this, that's not looking at it as a percentage, is it? You're going to expect that people who are even, you know, when you're looking at percentages, instead of having a progressive tax or regressive tax, how about just a proportional tax? You know, that's what people are talking about when they have a flat tax. That's why we can't have something that is just simple in terms of how we tax people. And I'm not a big advocate of most of these tax plans. I just want to see the government cut their spending. I want to see them get back the size of the Constitution, and we won't even have to have an income tax. But in the meantime, what we need to understand is that people who make more money, or even if you cut their taxes by a lower percentage, they are going to get a bigger dollar savings. That's just the way the math works out. And if you studied math while you're in school, instead of studying white privilege, you would understand that. The Washington Examiner points out 80% of taxpayers would get tax cuts next year under the GOP bill. 80% of taxpayers would get tax cuts next year under the GOP bill. So do you think Chuckie Schumer, that the Republicans are going to rue the day if that is true? What they're saying is that they'll get a significant tax cut next year, these 80%. They say less than 5% would see a tax increase of more than $10. The nonpartisan think tank estimates a new report on the final tax bill that's headed for final passage this week. So this is a couple of days old. Things have not really changed since then. Of note, they say, though, the biggest tax cuts would not go to plutocrats, according to their analysis. Rather, they would be enjoyed by the merely very wealthy people earning between $300,000 and $700,000. So there's a lot of ways that you can use statistics to lie, isn't it? You know, statistics don't lie, but liars use statistics. Well, let's just take a look at the way some of this trickles down. Let's take a look at James here, as they got here. They got different individuals. Let's take a look at a guy who makes $30,000. He's single, no kids. He's going to save $379, which is a 9% decrease in his tax liability. Another guy makes $52,000, single, but he has two kids. He's going to save about $1,892, a 36% reduction in his taxes. We got a couple. Married, $85,000, two kids. They save about $2,200, 20% savings. Another couple, $165,000, two kids. They save about the same amount as the couple making $85,000. Their taxes only go down by 8%. So is that wrong? Is that wrong? I mean, should they be upset? And this guy says, wait a minute. Your taxes, you make less than I do, and your taxes went down more than mine, $30 more than mine. You saved $22.54. I only saved $22.24. How about if they're both happy that they don't send that money to Bernie Sanders, where he squanders it on inefficient pork programs or welfare benefits that for people that he doesn't know whether or not they deserve it, because we practice charity in Washington, D.C. as entitlements rather than people on the ground looking to see who needs the money and making sure those people who need it get more of it. No, no, no. They create an entitlement program that Bernie Sanders can run and use to get elected. All right, let's go up to the higher income levels. Let's take a look at two more. A couple with three kids, both of them are making, are earners. They're making $325,000. They would save $9,600. See, the rich are getting richer. But it's a 13% cut. You know, we're looking at that as a percentage. Compare it to the guy that's making $52,000. He's single with two kids. He gets 36%. They get 13%. But because they have more money, they get a bigger dollar figure there. Or somebody's making $2 million and with two kids and they're married. They get a 3% tax cut. But look at it. It's a big dollar savings. Almost $19,000. See, that's the way percentages work, kids. Even though it's 3%, the dollar amount is bigger because the base is bigger. That's just the way that it works. But they hate that, and they want to push envy on you. So here's Nancy Pelosi. Let's run a video clip number 3. GOP tax bill is morally obscene, she says. She calls it theft. No, taxation is theft, Nancy, and you've been the thief for a long time. Let's play Nancy Pelosi.
This GOP tax scam is simply theft. Monumental, brazen theft from the American middle class and from every person who aspires to reach it. The GOP tax scam is not a vote for an investment in growth or jobs. It is a vote to install a permanent plutocracy in our nation. They'll be cheering that later. It does violence to the vision of our founders. It disrespects the sacrifice of our men and women in uniform, who are a large part of our middle class.
Okay, that's enough of Nancy. Let's hold it right there. You know what? Does violence to the vision of our founders? Our founders fought a war, killed and died over a 3% tax on tea, Nancy. What do you think they'd do to you? What do you think they would do to you? That's the first time I've ever heard a Democrat say this tax bill is theft. And that part of it was absolutely right. It is theft. It is still theft. But it's less theft than Nancy Pelosi would have done. So they're only going to steal, this big chunk over here. But yeah, every tax bill is theft. And the founders of this country knew how to deal with that. They knew how to deal with thieves like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and especially Bernie Sanders. These people who want to lord it over you, who think that everything that you own, everything that you earn, belongs to them. Here's another good example of these Democrats. Joe Manchin. Now, Joe Manchin is coming from West Virginia. He tried to move a lot to the right and move himself away from Hillary and Obama, who wanted to shut down an entire industry so they could reward their crony capitalist corporations, Solyndra and others. See, that's the way they practice it. They're more specific. They have targeted rewarding of the plutocrats that they do business with because those plutocrats do kickbacks to them. So Joe Manchin saw the coal mines being shut down. It was a war on coal. He was going to bankrupt them. He's going to bankrupt anybody that used fossil fuels. Hillary Clinton was going to double down on that. So to win, Joe Manchin had to distance himself from those people. He even had to talk about the fact that he supported the Second Amendment and so forth. And so President Trump said to him, he said, I need more Democrats like you. He said to Trump, he said, you need more Democrats like me. You don't need Republicans. So Trump asked Manchin to support repealing Obamacare. And then to cut taxes. It's like, you're going to support people being able to work for a living in West Virginia, and you want to be able to support them being able to protect themselves in West Virginia? How about if you give them the choice over their health care or let them keep some of the money that they own? Oh, no, I'm not going to do that, he said. Not going to do that. He fought him on both of those. He said no to both of those. But you know who he's saying yes to? He's saying yes to Al Franken. This guy. Joe Manchin, like all these Democrats, okay? He's not just grabbing your money. He's grabbing Al Franken and telling Al Franken, don't go, don't leave, Al. We jumped to conclusions. We need people like Al Franken here. See, when you get these guys and they're part of the Democrats, then you can forget about the idea of moderate Democrats who respect any freedom. The only choice they'll give you is a choice to kill your child. We'll be right back.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next hour, we're going to talk about President Trump's national security speech. What do you think taxes triggered the left-stream media? His speech on national security really triggered them. He had some great quotes. That'll tell you the level of anger that they have tells you how good that speech was. And one of the things that he talked about in it is the fact that Russia and China are competitors. They are threats to us. But then he went on to talk about how the CIA had helped Putin with a planned terrorist attack. And he said this is an area where we can cooperate, you know, like shutting down ISIS that was created, funded, armed by the CIA and Obama participating in that. They were able to shut that down pretty quickly, those terrorists there, after they stopped arming them. And that is a good example of what we could do. But, of course, Russia and China are concerned, just like the Democrats are, not only about this speech, but they're also concerned about our tax cuts. What does that tell you about Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Bernie Sanders when they look at it and just like our competitors or even our enemies, they look at this and say, that's not good. That's not good. See, Russia and not so much Russia, but China and the European Union have been complaining about our tax cuts. Russia hasn't said anything about tax cuts. They've talked about other things. And clearly they are competitors in many different ways. And but there are ways that we can cooperate with them. We can collude with them in terms of stopping terrorism. It was the Democrats who were colluding with the terrorists. And we have more information about that as well. Also, some new information about Imran Awan and his collusion in light of what we now know about Obama and his Hezbollah connections. So we'll be talking about that as well. But when the Chinese and the European Union say that these tax cuts are going to cause us to have an unfair tax advantage, what they're doing is underscoring what President Trump has been saying about how our corporate taxes put our businesses and our jobs at an unfair disadvantage. And that's exactly what China and EU said, contacting Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, late last week, saying, this is not fair. You're changing these agreements that we had. You know, we're supposed to have the economies that grow in China and so forth. And so, they're very concerned about that, and they have launched their protests about that as well as the national security speech. Meanwhile, what is on the agenda for the Democrats is DACA, the Dreamer program. And the senators, especially Jeff Flake, you know, we may not get Roy Moore. It's looking pretty slim. They're going to have to. They still haven't counted the votes, and we have an interesting story about that as well. What happened in the House in Virginia? There was a single vote there. I'll tell you more about that on the other side of the break. But single vote through the race from a Republican who had been there for three terms to a Democrat by flipping that one seat. They flipped the entire House of Virginia. And that took a long time for them to do that recount. But, of course, that's been shut down in many ways by the establishment, both the Republicans and the Democrats, do not want to see Roy Moore seated. But as we look at this coming here, we can also understand that even just by defeating the GOP establishment in the primary, when they spent $30 million against him before any allegations of any misconduct with women came up, and I don't believe those allegations, but before any of that came up, he defeated the Republicans, and he got Bob Corker out, and he got Jeff Flake. And Jeff Flake is the one who is going around pushing so hard, this article from Politico, we couldn't finish this product, this bill, this DACA bill, until we knew where the administration was. And he says, we believe we've got a commitment from Mitch McConnell to hold a cloture vote on the floor on this DACA deal by mid-January. They're pushing really hard. This guy is a Democrat. And the idea that we could get out Jeff Flake and Bob Corker just by defeating a GOP establishment candidate in the primaries gives you some idea of the power that you have and how important it is to make sure that we have honest and important elections. Yeah, the votes count. But who is counting the voting? We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, next thing on the agenda, of course, they're going to have to do something to fund the government. They're going to do a stopgap funding of the government. They're going to do one-year funding, I think, for the military, and they're going to do like a one-month funding for the rest of the government, so they'll revisit that in January. But the other thing that they're coming back, and the thing that is really being pushed by Nancy Pelosi and by Jeff Flake, our other stellar Republican from Arizona, the other one being John McCain, Jeff Flake, who we can thank his retirement for Roy Moore. Thank Roy Moore for doing that, is now pushing this very hard along with the Democrats. And while we think about this, understand that the DACA bill is an economic issue as well, right? It is a big expense for us to educate the children of foreign citizens who come here illegally. A big expense because, you know, Mexico doesn't want to pay for it. El Salvador doesn't want to pay for their education. So they send them here to America to be educated at our expense. And so your American dream of owning a home, that becomes a bit less obtainable because you have to pay much, much higher property taxes to support the education of foreign children who just decide they're going to come here and send you the bill. They call them dreamers. I call them schemers. And they have an article on Breitbart pointing out that the Labor Department has said 9 million American men. And now that would be white men, black men, Hispanic men, Asian men, pushed out of the workforce by cheap labor policies. And this is an Obama economist saying this. They want to do more of this with DACA. It is an economic issue. It is an economic issue. And when we look at the economic issue and we look at the open borders, and I'm going to go to the national security speech of President Trump. One of the things that he said was he took off climate change, which Obama had laughingly made a national security issue. He says, now, we're going to be concerned about borders. We have to secure our borders. That's right. That is a national security issue. So there was a sea change there and those two issues. But the other part of this, the economic part of this, and the open border part of this, the open borders and economics come together. We look at Sweden, for example, and we look at the UN documents from 2000 we talked about, showing that the UN was telling its member states, you need to sell these open border things as globalist policy, you know, because now they've got enough refugees and floating migrants around that it's the size of a very large company, country. It's about 270 some odd million people just kind of floating around this itinerant nation, floating around, they say, you know, to go into this country or that other country. And so the UN was telling the politicians back in 2000, tell your people that we need to bring them in because without that, we're not going to be able to give you the entitlement programs, the Social Security type entitlement programs when you retire. Your retirement funds, pension funds are not going to be solvent if we don't bring in these people because the birth rate has collapsed in these countries. And so instead of saying, you know, why is it that the birth rate has collapsed? It can't simply be an economic decision of people delaying having children. That's the way it's been promoted to us. It's like, it's our fault. You know, we're just so wealthy. We don't want to have kids anymore. Well, that's not the case. A lot of people that I know, there's a physical aspect to that. Things in the water, things in the water that you drink, the food that you eat, all these different types of things that have caused the increase in cancer and autism and other stuff. So there's a lot of issues there that are not simply a societal issue, that people have decided to delay having children. Nevertheless, it is a fact that the demographics in the Western countries are collapsing. In many cases, only slightly over one child on average per couple, which means that the population is going to be cut in half every generation. And so they said, well, you've got to bring in people from these other countries so that they can be workers and so they'll pay your retirement plans. And we laughed at that and said, what an incredibly obvious lie. And now we see it happening in Europe. Here's what's happening. They point out, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation is saying that Europe needs mass Muslim migration to pay for its pensions. That's what they've been telling us since 2000. In reality, it's the other way around. For example, out of the 1.2 million migrants who flooded into Germany in 2016, only 34,000 of them, 1.2 million, only 34,000 of them have jobs. That's 2.8%. Only one-third of 1% found jobs in Sweden. One-third of 1%. Found jobs in Sweden. In Britain, migrants are found to be a net drain, quote unquote, on the order of between 115 and 160 billion pounds. Okay. By mid-century, they say it's all over for Sweden. 30.6% of the population is projected to be Islamic. Eurabia. Sweden will have to raise retirement age in order to pay for the Muslim migrants on welfare. And say, imagine what the economic situation of the country and its overall condition will be like then. You know, Social Security has always been a lie. It was created in Germany by Bismarck. He picked the age of 65 because that was the life expectancy. They weren't planning on paying anybody any money. If you beat the life expectancy and win the lottery, you could get a little bit of money for a short period of time. But they weren't planning on most people collecting Social Security. They picked the age of 65 because they thought you'd be dead before you get the money from them. That's what's happening now. And they lied to us again when they said we need to have these foreign workers brought in so we can keep your Social Security solvent. That's the other part of the lie that is coming in. And, you know, as we look at this, there's one humorous story about Islam before we go to the national security speech of President Trump. This comes from MRC TV. An Islamic preacher says beardless men can cause indecent thoughts in other men who mistake them for women. It's a Turkish Islamic preacher saying that men should grow beards so they don't cause indecent thoughts in other men who might mistake them for women. So men, if you're raped by a Muslim man, it's your fault because you don't have a beard. And oh, by the way, women, if you were raped by a Muslim man, it's your fault because you're not wearing a burqa. See, it's your fault. It's your fault. It's not their fault. They can't help themselves. And so I would just ask, but what about if I have a mustache? Am I still at risk of being raped by a Muslim man? Sideburns, does that help? lamb chop sideburns like from the 1970s or something? I know that if I wore a mullet, that would make it even worse, wouldn't it? But the days of me being able to grow a mullet are long gone, so I guess I don't have anything to worry about. I'm keeping my beard. Maybe that will keep me safe from Islamic culture. Let's talk about the national security speech. And it is something that really triggered CNN. They titled the article is Six Whoppers from Trump's Speech. They don't think that he's telling the truth about this stuff. No, really, they just don't like what he had to say. Let's play a first excerpt that we've got here from President Trump's speech. That'll be clip number one.
For many years, our citizens watched as Washington politicians presided over one disappointment after another. To many of our leaders, so many, who forgot whose voices they were to respect and whose interests they were supposed to defend. Our leaders in Washington negotiated disastrous trade deals that brought massive profits to many foreign nations, but sent thousands of American factories and millions of American jobs to those other countries. Our leaders engaged in nation building abroad while they failed to build up and replenish our nation at home.
And that was laying the context for what he was saying about the fact that economic strength is a big part of our national security. Of course it is. Of course it is. We've had generals who have said that. We've had others who have said that. And Trump is taking steps to do that. Now, one of the things that CNN was upset with him about was he also said they neglected a nuclear menace in North Korea. They made a disastrous, weak, and incomprehensibly bad deal with Iran. They allowed terrorists such as ISIS to gain control of vast parts of the Middle East. The difference I would have with President Trump and his speechwriters is they didn't allow it. They created that situation. We'll explain that to you when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more clips.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Makaru from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Let's take a look at Trump's speech, his national security speech. We played a short clip of his introduction there, talking about the fact that we've been engaged in nation building abroad while we failed to do anything here at home. The next clip that I'm going to play from him talks about the change, the sea change from Obama to President Trump. Obama was concerned about climate. And so, as President Trump put it, they put American energy under lock and key. They punished us with regulations and crippling taxes, and they wanted to surrender our sovereignty to foreign bureaucrats in faraway and distant lands. Yes, that's what the TPP, that's what the Paris Climate Agreement would have done. And we're going to play Andrea Mitchell's reactions to that as well. But before we get to that, something else that he said there was, he said they put together an incomprehensibly bad deal with Iran, which allowed terrorists such as ISIS to gain control of vast parts of territory all across the Middle East. And that was the first whopper that CNN said he told a lie about. They said, oh, that's absolutely a lie. They said he conveniently forgets the success of Secretary of State John Kerry. Yeah, I forgot about that, too. I hardly noticed. I didn't notice that John Kerry had defeated ISIS. According to CNN, he did. So, he put together a coalition of 65 nations. You know what else John Kerry and the Obama administration did? You know the other coalition that they had? They had this coalition between the CIA and ISIS. They were providing the weapons, and ISIS would do the beheadings, and they would take over the territory. And I've played this for you the last couple of days. I mean, this is not even anything that's denied by the mainstream media anymore, but CNN hasn't gotten the memo. So they should go read Wired magazine. They should go read the Wall Street Journal, these other mainstream media now, who are saying the same things that we were saying 3-4 years ago about the connection between ISIS and the CIA. This article from Wired magazine that I mentioned earlier in the week. Exclusive. Tracing ISIS's weapons supply chain back to the U.S. They did forensic analysis, this organization that was the Conflict Armament Research, CAR. It's an international organization funded by the European Union that documents weapons trafficking and war zones. They talk very specifically about what this guy does, you know, from a technological standpoint, because Wired magazine is about technology. So what they do is they take a look at what he does to identify these weapons and so forth. But there's no question about it. The fingerprints of the armaments show where they come from. And we know they come from the United States. Or then this article here that we talked about from Zero Hedge. Weapons went from the CIA to ISIS in less than 2 months, shows a new study. Exactly. Blowback, how ISIS got a powerful missile the CIA secretly bought in Bulgaria. Look, only CNN, the CIA news network, is pushing this phony narrative. Politico is telling us that Obama let Hezbollah off the hook. They're working with Hezbollah. They're working with ISIS. That was what John Kerry and Obama and Hillary Clinton were doing. They were arming these people. They were shutting down investigations of Hezbollah. You know, it's kind of interesting, too, because when you look at this connection with Hezbollah, Imran Awan and the Awan brothers who were there, right, they also had this connection with a used car dealership. They called it, interestingly enough, the CIA. And that used car dealership and another guy that they were involved with who is now a wanted criminal, he was also part of Hezbollah. And yet we've got, interestingly, what a coincidence that Obama would be letting Hezbollah off the hook and that the Democrats would be hiring some guy who's got these guys who have absolutely no IT expertise. They're paying them a phenomenal amount of money compared to all the rest of the staffers on Capitol Hill. And these guys are connected to someone who is connected to Hezbollah, who have turned into a major drug cartel. Terrorism, drugs, cartel, what's the difference, right? It's a revolving door. And Obama shuts down the DEA's investigations into it. That's reported by Politico. Politico likes Obama very much. And so CNN can't let this go. They call Trump a liar. Because he said he defeated ISIS. He defeated ISIS once he defeated this weapons equipping program that they had. But let's play a clip. Let's move on to American energy and this sea change. Because we're going to talk about the borders, but let's understand that's the priority of President Trump. Let's have a strong economy and let's protect our borders. That's what he says is national security. Obama, on the other hand, thought national security was going to be brought about by open borders where we don't vet anybody who comes into this country. Anybody can come in. Any drug cartel or terrorist organization can follow anyone in, as we have seen with MS-13 and Long Island elsewhere. And instead, we're going to focus on climate change. And Andrea Mitchell, Mrs. Alan Greenspan, former Federal Reserve Chairman, was apoplectic about that. Here's what she had to say.
Andrea, did you hear anything in there that might have perked up the ears of allies or adversaries overseas?
Well, there were some contradictions because he spoke of China and Russia as being revisionist countries who are aiming to hurt the United States. This after two really remarkably chummy conversations with Vladimir Putin in the last 4 days alone. He also...
Hold it there a second. You know, we're going to, he put that whole thing about Putin in context in his speech. She conveniently ignores that, but we're not going to ignore that. We're going to play that clip for you in the next segment, but let's continue on with Mrs. Alan Greenspan.
Compete against the United States. He is widely criticized by many economic and trade experts for having withdrawn from the TPP trade deal, which gave China an open field to compete and best the United States, where we basically left the field open to China and did not join all of our other Asian allies to make these multilateral trade agreements. The other thing is notable is that he doesn't speak about climate change, which has been declared by the Pentagon and by the Obama administration, certainly as part of a national security challenge because of the effect that climate change has on refugee migration movements. It also was a departure and an open criticism, as Hallie was just saying, sounding more like a campaign speech, like a stump speech, than a real national security strategy. And it comes.
Okay, let's hold that right there, because you notice how she switched that around? She said, you know, it's climate change that's creating the refugee problem. What a stretch that is. No, we don't need to, we need to open our borders and let these people in, but not that. Now, when we come back, I'm going to play President Trump's answer to this, which she had already answered that before she started talking, Andrea Mitchell. She says, oh, he got rid of TPP and just left the playing field for the Chinese. Understand that even though it was sold to us by the establishment globalists as a bulwark against the Chinese, once they created this supranational organization, the TPP, it would be a living document. And some group of people that would be unelected by us, unaccountable to us, would decide what the new trade rules were going to be, which industries and which countries were going to go up and which ones were going to go down. And they would also decide who was going to be admitted into the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The very next day, they could have admitted China. It was not a bulwark against China. It was, as President Trump pointed out, putting American energy under lock and key. They would impose punishing regulations, crippling taxes, surrender our sovereignty. That's what TPP would do. Surrender our sovereignty to foreign bureaucrats in faraway and distant lands, just as we have surrendered our sovereignty to Andrea Mitchell's husband and people like him and the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The House passed a sweeping $1.5 trillion tax bill Tuesday. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act lowers individual tax rates. Paul Ryan said, "Today we are giving the people their money back," adding that a typical family would average about $2,000 in tax cuts in 2018. Zero Democrats voted to lower taxes. Instead, they were busy pushing the narrative that the sloppy bill is a Frankenmonster set to benefit only corporations and the rich. But are they really just worried about a legislative accomplishment that will translate to more cold hard cash for middle class pockets? According to the independent Tax Policy Center, 80% of taxpayers will get a tax cut in 2018. Only about 5% will pay more next year under the GOP plan. With approval from both chambers likely, the biggest overhaul of the U.S. tax system in more than 30 years could be signed into law by President Trump before the end of the week. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Of universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to get to the rest of the highlights, I think, of there's a lot of great stuff in this speech that President Trump gave about national security. And understand that it is a major reversal of the insanity of the Obama administration. It is a realistic policy. It is one that says the real threat to our country is a weak economy and open borders. Very different from what Obama was doing, saying we're going to open up the borders. You just heard Andrea Mitchell saying, but he's getting rid of climate change. That's creating refugees. No, it isn't. It's the wars that the CIA has created throughout the Middle East that are creating refugees. And then they use that as an excuse to bring them into this country. That's what's creating it. We're not falling for that nonsense anymore. What an absurd narrative that is. Saying it, you know, it's the Pentagon has said that climate change is a national security threat because it is creating the refugees. No, it's the wars that they create. Just unbelievable that they would sell this stuff. But of course, she is somebody who is speaking from the standpoint they would like to have these organizations that we surrender our sovereignty to, like the Federal Reserve that her husband was head of, Alan Greenspan. But let's talk about the sales we have, and then we'll get right back to President Trump's speech. We've got free shipping that we've now added to the massive discounts we had as part of our 34-hour broadcast that concluded yesterday afternoon. Free shipping store-wide, and we have 50 to 67% off many products. We have 50% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off some of our newest products, The Real Red Pill, Alpha Power, Cell Force, all those 50% off and everything with free shipping. We also have all of our toothpaste and mouthwash, Super Blue fluoride free products that also have iodine and nano silver in them to combat bacteria that causes gum disease that leads to tooth loss and to heart disease. That's 50% off all the Super Blue products. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 50% off all InfoWars Life Select products, 50% off with free shipping. DNA Force, 33% off. Now, that's one of the lowest discounts we have, but that is a massive savings in terms of dollar amounts because that's a very expensive product to produce and sell. DNA Force, 33% off with free shipping. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Massive discounts and free shipping. Thank you for your support. This is what allows us to have this program, to add this program as well as or the other program that we have in the afternoon, the War Room, that begins after the four-hour broadcast of Alex Jones. All right, let's go back to the speech of President Trump, and let's hear his answer about unlocking American energy and the economy. This is his answer to Andrea Mitchell.
They put American energy under lock and key. They imposed punishing regulations and crippling taxes. They surrendered our sovereignty to foreign bureaucrats in faraway and distant capitals. And over the profound objections of the American people, our politicians left our borders wide open. Millions of immigrants entered illegally. Millions more were admitted into our country without the proper vetting needed to protect our security and our economy. Leaders in Washington imposed on the country an immigration policy that Americans never voted for, never asked for, and never approved. A policy where the wrong people are allowed into our country and the right people are rejected. American citizens, as usual, have been left to bear the cost and to pick up the tab.
Again, what he is talking about here is the policy of Obama to surrender our national sovereignty. That's how he begins. And CNN, who says, these are the six whopping lies from President Trump's speech. They say he lied when he said they surrendered our sovereignty to foreign bureaucrats in faraway and distant capitals. You know, like the Paris Climate Agreement that Obama self-ratified, ignoring our Constitution. And CNN puts it this way. They said, well, Obama spoke of American leadership in multinational organizations. Said, it was no surrender of sovereignty, just leadership. No, what they were doing was they were creating, and this is a pattern that has been happening by the uniparty, by the elites in both the Democrats and Republican Party, is to create these globalist organizations and say, look, we're the leaders of the globalist organizations, so no need to be concerned about this. Except those globalist organizations are taking away the sovereign decisions of the American people. President Trump has said we are not going to do multilateral things because that creates an organization that is above and separate from the United States. We're going to make those decisions in the United States. And those of you in other countries, whether you're in Russia or China or Britain, whatever, you need to make those bilateral agreements with us. So we'll deal with your sovereign nation of the UK in trade, and you deal with us as a sovereign nation. So we have these two-way agreements, these bilateral agreements. Instead of saying we're going to create this new organization, the TPP, or we're going to have the Paris Climate Agreement. And don't worry, we're in charge here. Yeah, right. We'll see how long that lasts. These are a part of the process that was laid out by Zbigniew Brzezinski talking about, and it was later on the foundation for the Trilateral Commission that he was picked to head. We were going to create regional, multinational, supranational, in other words, above the national level, organizations that would first be economic, and then they would become political. And we see this happening in the EU. First, they create a trade consolidation. Then they consolidate it more economically by creating a currency. Then the politics come in. Then once you get these consolidated regional areas, then it's very easy to take those three regional consolidations in America, North America, in Asia, and in Europe. Now you combine those three together very easily at that point. That's the path to global government. That's the path that was laid out by Mika Brzezinski's father, Zbigniew Brzezinski, when he was running the Carter White House. And that is the pattern that was being laid out by Henry Kissinger when he was running the Nixon White House. And so this has been the pattern for a very long time. President Trump is breaking that pattern of taking away our sovereignty, managing our economy from somewhere else, and opening up our borders and doing everything that is against the interest of the American people. Then he goes on to say this. And he lays down, I think, a great speech. Whoever wrote this speech, this is a great speech. But let's play the next clip, clip number three.
Optimism has surged. Confidence has returned. With this new confidence, we are also bringing back clarity to our thinking. We are reasserting these fundamental truths. A nation without borders is not a nation.
That's right. And again, his focus is going back to immigration and borders.
A nation that does not protect prosperity at home cannot protect its interests abroad. A nation that is not prepared to win a war is a nation not capable of preventing a war. A nation that is not proud of its history cannot be confident in its future. And a nation that is not certain of its values cannot summon the will to defend them.
Wow, that's amazing. Especially those last two. In light of what we see happening in America and in Europe, the idea that a nation that is not proud of its history cannot be confident in its future. Would that be why Antifa, the socialists, the communists, or the left, why is that why they're taking down every single monument to our history? To try to destroy your history? Because if you're not proud of your history, you can't be confident in your future. That is profoundly true. And if you look at Europe, a nation that is not certain of its values will not summon the will to defend them. This has already happened in Europe. Will it happen in America? Stay with us. We'll be right back. One more clip from President Trump.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically studied to support and accelerates your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah!
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to take a look at the rest of President Trump's speech, and I want to put this in context, because it was about the same time that we had this foiled attack in St. Petersburg, Russia, that the Kremlin says the CIA gave them information about it. They were able to stop it before anybody was injured. That was the basis of the phone call going back and forth between President Trump and President Putin. About the same time that was stopped in the Kremlin, there was a terror attack in Pakistan on Sunday. This was a suicide attack by ISIS. You haven't heard anything about this, have you? This happened on Sunday, but here we are on Wednesday. The American press hasn't picked this up. It was a terror attack in Pakistan. They targeted a church. They killed 9 people. They wounded up to 60 worshipers. It was the first attack on a church that was claimed by an ISIS affiliate in Pakistan. They had 400 people attending the church service when 2 bombers carrying assault rifles stormed the church. There was an ensuing gun battle because they have to have police guards for Christian churches in Pakistan. Do you want to see that happening here in America? You're going to see that happen here in America if we leave the borders open like Obama opened the borders, because you're not going to have any control over who comes in here. And so what they're going to do is they'll do things like they did in Paris, where they put the police around the Eiffel Tower, guarding the Eiffel Tower, guarding Notre Dame, but not guarding the people, guarding the landmarks, but not the people, because the borders are wide open. And so these guys come in, and similar to the church shooting that we've talked about in South Africa, where I interviewed Charles Van Wyk. He was one guy who happened to be visiting a church. These guys, back at the time that the communists of the ANC were fighting people in South Africa, they targeted this church because it was a liberal church. They figured nobody would be armed. He was visiting, and he had already had situations, and he'd gone through the soul searching to decide, well, I'm going to be able, it's right to be able to protect myself and to protect others. So he was there with a revolver that only had 5 shots. And to make a long story short, he scared these guys off. And they later admitted that they picked that church because they didn't think anybody would be armed. And he, with the sequence of events that happened, it was pretty miraculous. They thought that they were being shot at by multiple people from multiple directions. They came in, they were fully armed with automatic weapons and with grenades. These guys come into this church this last Sunday in Pakistan with fully automatic weapons and with bombs strapped to them. Now, who stopped it? Oh, it would be the guys with guns. That's right, the good guys with guns. So one of these guys was killed by the police guards, but the other was able to open fire and detonate his explosive vest. Now, what happened, what would have happened in Russia? Again, it was a church that was targeted in Russia, a church. It was the Kazan Cathedral in St. Petersburg. And that didn't happen because we shared the information with them and they were able to stop it and no life was lost there. And the Kremlin said that they see the CIA terrorism plot tip-off as, quote, an example of cooperation. They said certain contacts between the two countries' special services are sporadic. That was what Andrea Mitchell was saying. He said, oh, this is very inconsistent what we're seeing here. Well, you know, we could probably do some other things if we didn't have the Democrats constantly trying to push a Cold War between our countries. But it said in this particular case of the Kremlin, it was a very useful piece of information that helped to save many lives. So Andrea Mitchell pretended not to understand what was going on between Trump and Putin. So let's let President Trump explain it. This was the speech that she was reacting to, but she pretended not to hear, pretended not to understand. It's very clear. I'll let him explain to you what was going on with Putin and how he sees Russia and China as well as ISIS. Here's President Trump from his national security speech.
We face rogue regimes that threaten the United States and our allies. We face terrorist organizations, transnational criminal networks, and others who spread violence and evil around the globe. We also face rival powers, Russia and China, that seek to challenge American influence, values, and wealth. We will attempt to build a great partnership with those and other countries, but in a manner that always protects our national interest. As an example, yesterday I received a call from President Putin of Russia thanking our country for the intelligence that our CIA was able to provide them concerning a major terrorist attack planned in St. Petersburg, where many people, perhaps in the thousands, could have been killed. They were able to apprehend these terrorists before the event with no loss of life, and that's a great thing, and the way it's supposed to work. That is the way it's supposed to work. But while we seek such opportunities of cooperation, we will stand up for ourselves and we will stand up for our country like we have never stood up before. Thank you.
All right, so that was President Trump from the National Security Speech. So to just explain this to Andrea Mitchell, what he's talking about is he says, look, we have, we face rival powers like Russia and China. They're going to challenge American influence, values, wealth. In other words, there's an economic competition that is there. Doesn't mean we have to go to war with them. Doesn't mean we have to have a cold war with them, as Obama and Hillary wanted to do and have done with the reset, with the constant Russia boogeymen everywhere. The insanity that we are seeing in all these different narratives. But what he's saying is that the tip-off from the CIA telling them you got some suicide bombers who want to attack a Russian cathedral in St. Petersburg, and they stop it without any loss of life. He said, President Trump said, that is the way it's supposed to work. The CIA, as it did under Obama, the CIA is not supposed to be arming ISIS as it did under Obama. No, the way the CIA is supposed to work is to stop these events. That's the way it's supposed to work, explains President Trump to Andrea Mitchell. And by stopping the CIA from arming ISIS, they were able to wipe up these scum, this ISIS scum in their headquarters in Raqqa and elsewhere in the Middle East and Syria. They were able to wipe them up pretty quickly. As long as we, you know, under Obama, the only people fighting them were the Russians. And when we stopped arming them and we started fighting them in addition, it didn't take very long to shut that down. That's the way it's supposed to work. That's not the way it was working under Obama. As we also look at some of the other news coming out of the Middle East, we had a ballistic missile that was intercepted over Saudi Arabia, over the capital, Riyadh. And they say it was just seconds before it slammed into the royal palace there. And this is kind of interesting because we had, remember the missile that landed at or near the airport. It shook all the buildings around the airport. They said that it was intercepted when that first missile, what was it, about a month ago, I think? That first missile went towards the Saudi airport. But then as people started to look at it, as scientists and others began to look at the pictures, get the testimony of people as to what happened, they raised concerns that maybe the missile defense system had not actually worked, that they just got lucky that they hit part of the missile after it had separated from the warhead as it was designed to do, and that they just got lucky. Now, this is saying that this missile was intercepted. Same thing we heard the attack that happened a month or so ago, said that it was just seconds before it slammed into the royal palace. Hopefully they are able to stop these missiles. But once before, we saw that that was not the case. Now, in the 1 minute that we've got left here, I just want to remind you of the importance of a single vote and the importance of an honest election. You know, we're told that the Roy Moore election, it's all over and finished, and Roy Moore should just shut up and go home. He should accept this verdict, even though it is a very close race. And even though the military votes have not been counted, of course, all the felons that were registered, and they bragged about it, the Democrats and other organizations, the felons that were registered while they were in prison to vote in Alabama, they counted those votes. But let's not count the absentee votes of the military that are there, because it would trigger an automatic recount if they got to within a half a percent, and it's only 1.5% difference. And then a judge goes in and says, no. First, the judge says, you got to preserve those records for a recount. Another judge comes in and says, no, destroy those records. Please destroy those records. This is a recount that went on in Virginia. Took 43 days for them to do it. They still have not certified the race. It has to go before a three-judge panel. And this flipped the entire, this one race was flipped by one vote, and that flipped the entire House of Representatives in Virginia from Republican to Democrat. We'll be right back.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Yeah, we talked about this some last week. And we had articles at Infowars.com about this situation in Philadelphia where they banned bulletproof glass in convenience stores. And there's an article about it on Zero Hedge as well, talking about the racist subtext of Philadelphia's ban on bulletproof glass. It's kind of interesting to see how this is broken down, because the majority of the local council there in Philadelphia that said we're going to take down these glass barriers is black. The minority that voted against this is Asian. The people who are working in and owning these convenience stores in this very dangerous, poor section of Philadelphia are Asian. And it is their lives at stake. And so where is the racism here? You know, the councilwoman said that she said it bothered her. She felt that it was an implication about what was going on there. But it actually is the truth as to what was going on there. One guy said, had testimony from a couple of people who had been shot. One of them shot multiple times in this. And as I was looking at this story, my wife used to work for a convenience store chain in Houston years ago when we lived there. And they had a lot of people die. Most of the people who died in the convenience store robberies were Asian. And it was a cultural thing between Asians and black, they believed. It was some way that either the black people that didn't like the Asian people and were shooting them more, or because they were reacting in a way that alarmed the black bank robbers and they shot them. I don't know what it was. I mean, you can make up your own mind, but it was a massive amount of black on Asian crime in those convenience stores. And so when you have a situation like that, I mean, if that's the reality, instead of telling people you're going to have to take down your protective glass. See, that's the mentality that says you're not going to be allowed to own weapons. And some of these Asian people are saying, look, I don't want to have to get a gun and have a shootout in a convenience store over this stuff like it's some kind of a jewelry store. But I'd like to be able to passively protect myself with a glass partition here. And those are very expensive things to do there. They're not putting them up there because they don't like black people. They're putting them up there because there's been a lot of crime committed against them. And I think what this does is it's not just a racist subtext that is going on here. There's also the issue of private property and being able to do what you wish on your own property. An issue of protection of yourself, self-defense. And this is truly a defensive measure. There is absolutely no, offense. Although they took offense at the glass, there is nothing offensive in terms of being able to harm somebody with a bulletproof glass partition. That is simply a defensive measure like a bulletproof vest. And yet they were offended by this in a racial way and saying, no, we're not going to allow you to protect yourself. We're going to expose you to robbery, injury, and death. And one of the black city council women, Cindy Bass, said, and here's the quote I was looking for. She called it an indignity. An indignity. You know, if we don't have, and this again goes back to some things that Ron Paul has said and was accused of being racist, that I think he was exactly right. When we talk about what happened with the civil rights movement, taking away people's property rights, their legal right to do things on their own property, even if it is bigoted, even if it is discriminatory on a private property basis, you have nonviolent ways to take care of that. You can boycott those people. If they say they don't want to serve someone, then don't go to their business and shut them down. That's the way that should be approached. We should not tolerate any kind of discrimination when it comes to monopolies or with the government. Jim Crow laws absolutely should not be allowed. But you cannot interfere on the private property rights of individuals. And this is a great example of this. This is the same principle that is at play, essentially, in the Baker story as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Heavy news. We've talked about taxes. We've talked about national security, Trump's speech. We've got some stuff coming up here about Jim Jordan and the Democrat coup. Let's lighten this up a little bit. I got to get into some light news here. And I think one of the stories that I saw this morning, this is out of RT, a revolutionary tissue, panda poop, has now been turned into luxury toilet paper in China. Now, I don't know if it's toilet paper. It just says luxury paper. So I don't know what they're going to be doing with this. The bottom line is, do you want something that is made out of panda poop? And they say, don't worry. It's mostly bamboo that is in the panda poop. And it's like, okay, well, it's not the bamboo that I'm concerned about. It's what else is in there with the bamboo that I'm concerned about. And when I looked at this, I immediately thought of the push by President Xi saying, we have to modernize our toilets in China. You know, we went to adopt my daughter in China. That was one of the things that people who travel to China, really creates a vivid memory. And that is their squatty potties, which in many cases, even in places like McDonald's, they have these toilets that aren't toilets. It's just a hole in the floor. And it was my daughter was about 4 years old when we adopted her. And so it was almost like everywhere we went, she had to use the bathroom because it was kind of a novelty for her to see the bathroom because in China, a lot of times they drop their load along the road and go away contented, as they say. And so my wife would have to take her in the bathroom, and in McDonald's, they had it elevated, and she tripped and fell on the floor and created one of the most vivid memories you can ever imagine. and when we came back to America, two things hit my daughter when we got to the airport and we touched down. And one of them was having a water fountain where you could just drink water out of the fountain. She thought that was amazing. And the other one was when they went in the bathroom, my wife was a little bit of ahead of her, and she pulled off the giant roll of toilet tissue that you have in the bathroom and came running out and says, "Mama, Mama, look at this." They rationed the toilet paper. That's why I immediately thought that they were going to turn the panda poop into toilet paper, because it was such a novelty for her to have what essentially looked like a lifetime supply of toilet paper. She thought she had struck it rich, and so they had to get that put back in there. But, yeah, they do need to have more modern bathrooms in China. Let's hope that they don't put the panda stuff in there. The other thing is this: these women brawling in front of a kid's party at Chuck E. Cheese. This is on Drudge Report. And when I saw it, I was reminded of an article that was sent to me by a Twitter guy, GoatTree, who sent me an article about a Bitcoin scam. And, of course, these women are brawling in front of a kids' party at Chuck E. Cheese. But this article that came out earlier this week was a man was arrested after making over $1 million selling Chuck E. Cheese tokens as Bitcoins. You want to talk about frauds, and maybe Jamie Dimon ought to do a report about this. People being taken in by Chuck E. Cheese tokens thinking that they were buying Bitcoin. How does this whole cryptocurrency thing work? I don't know, but I don't think it works like that. I said when I saw that, I said, did they call it Cheese Coin? So maybe these women at Chuck E. Cheese were fighting over that Bitcoin thing. But, you know, seriously, when you look at what's happening in Venezuela, it's a good example, as I said earlier this week, of a hedge against the kind of thing that we're seeing in Venezuela. Of course, the best hedge against the kind of thing that we're seeing in Venezuela is to make sure that you never elect people like Bernie Sanders. Okay, that's the best possible hedge to keep from having a Venezuelan economy. Make sure that you don't get somebody who went down and praised the Sandinistas, just thought that they hung the moon, and wants to impose that economic system on the rest of us here in America. I call him Bernie Sandinista because of his love of the Sandinistas, and he's never repented of that. He's never learned anything from that over 30 years. And this guy who's saying that this tax cut was looting the federal treasury, what a piece of excrement he is. And there's no bamboo in that either. But in Venezuela, as Zero Hedge is pointing out, it's not politics, but it's simply survival. People are creating their own local currencies as barter because the currency there has collapsed. It is of absolutely no value. They're also turning to Bitcoin. And as I said before, if you go back and you look at Jim Rogers' book, Investment Biker, he went around the world going to all these different countries on a motorcycle. They could see it up close and personal. And one of the things that he took away as an observation was he said the difference in the spread between the official exchange rate and the exchange rate that you get on the black market, that spread, is a good metric of the corruption in that country because they artificially fix the exchange rate for their currency. And I think that's what we're seeing now with Bitcoin. I think it is, to some degree, a measure of the corruption of the central banks and the governments. And it's a response to that. To say, we're going to create a black market, and I guarantee you that these local currencies that are being created in Venezuela, they're more honest, they are more controlled than the official central bank currency there. So make sure that we don't get to Venezuela. Make sure that we educate these millennials so they don't support these kind of Marxist policies. Also, what's going on with Amtrak and this Amtrak inquiry? They're now saying, of course, that it was speed. It was going 50 miles an hour over the 30-mile-an-hour posted speed limit, that it was a 30-mile-an-hour issue. And they did not have any automatic brakes. So if you want to talk about infrastructure, even though this is a brand-new track, a lot of people came back at Trump and said, oh, it's not anything to do with our infrastructure. This is a brand-new track. This is the first time it was used. So it's not infrastructure. Well, no, it is infrastructure. Because if you don't have an emergency brake system that can stop a train, I'm not a fan of so-called automated cars, taking away my freedom to move around. But if you're on a train, that is the ideal situation to have automated systems. All these people who are bragging about these automated systems that they're going to put on every one of our cars, that they're going to hold a gun to our head, make us buy that, and then say you're not going to be able to even drive this with a steering wheel or with pedals, and we've got the safety Nazis in Washington who have done so much to the expense of our cars and the fuel efficiency of our cars by mandating all these devices that we have there. They are moving all the regulations out of the way. All the safety concerns are cast to the wind so they can let these people experiment with their autonomous driving, self-driving cars on the road without your consent, without your being informed of what they're doing. And so why don't they perfect it on the trains first? If they've got this gee whiz wonderful system, why don't they set it up so that you've got something that's on rails and you can at least, show us a proof of concept that you've got this down before you start doing it on the cars. At least do it on the trains. I mean, that's the least they could do. Meanwhile, in the UK, they're putting out the same lies about diesel, about fine particulate matter that we exposed when I first came here at InfoWars back in 2012. Lisa Jackson, who was head of the EPA at the time, with then Congressman Ed Markey, who is now a senator, unfortunately, had a dog and pony show where they said more people are dying of fine particulate matter coming from diesel engines than are dying from cancer. What a bold-faced lie that was. What an absurd lie that was. And the amazing thing was that at the same time they were doing that, the EPA in North Carolina, Research Triangle Park, was experimenting on people, looking for people who had respiratory and heart issues, trying to push for stricter regulations, hooking them up to diesel fuel, taking out the carbon monoxide, but literally hooking them up otherwise to a diesel tailpipe to try to provoke a response. One of our guys saw that somebody did get sick, and that exposed that whole fraud. But now they're using that in the UK and saying, if we replaced all the diesels over 10 years old, we could stop these killer emissions that are costing UK motorists $1 billion and all of the lives that would be saved. We'll be right back.
I'm very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The House passed a sweeping $1.5 trillion tax bill Tuesday. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act lowers individual tax rates. Paul Ryan said, "Today we are giving the people their money back," adding that a typical family would average about $2,000 in tax cuts in 2018. Zero Democrats voted to lower taxes. Instead, they were busy pushing the narrative that the sloppy bill is a Frankenmonster set to benefit only corporations and the rich. But are they really just worried about a legislative accomplishment that will translate to more cold hard cash for middle class pockets? According to the Independent Tax Policy Center, 80% of taxpayers will get a tax cut in 2018. Only about 5% will pay more next year under the GOP plan. With approval from both chambers likely, the biggest overhaul of the U.S. tax system in more than 30 years could be signed into law by President Trump before the end of the week. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to talk a little bit more about how transportation is changing. Not just the banning of diesels, not just trains without any of these, they got all of these devices that they say they're going to put on cars, but they don't seem to be able to figure out how to put them on a train. If they can't get a train to run on a track without derailing, without being able to automatically brake, and they're saying, we think it was a distracted driving and speeding. And everything that they put in the car is there to distract you more. I think what we ought to do, if we're going to have the government mandates, let's mandate that everybody go back to a manual transmission. That'll keep you engaged on what's going on. Take away even the automatic transmission. I would go just the opposite way. I would take everything that is automatic out of there. Take out the cruise control. Take out the automatic transmission. Take out all that stuff. Teach people how to drive and keep them engaged. That's what I would say to do. But let's talk about specials first. And then I want to get back to what's going on with Uber, with Tesla, and Elon Musk, and our transportation. Then we're talking about what's going on with the Democrats. We've got a new crime exposed by Hillary Clinton. Believe it or not, it just keeps coming. More from Hillary Clinton. Before we get to the news, I want to tell you about the specials we've extended from our Christmas 34-hour broadcast, and we've now added free shipping. Free shipping, along with many items, many of our most popular items, and our newest items, 50% off, plus free shipping. Here's some of the items. 50% off plus free shipping. Super Male Vitality, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, all of those, 50% off plus free shipping. We also have some of our newest products, Alpha Power, Cell Force, The Real Red Pill, all those 50% off plus free shipping. We also have Super Blue, our fluoride-free toothpaste products and mouthwash products, but they also have iodine and nano silver to fight bacteria that creates gum disease, then leads to tooth loss and to heart disease. That's 50% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, And all InfoWars Life select products, 50% off with free shipping. And some of our big ticket items, our ProPure products, 25% off and free shipping. That's a big savings if you get a large water filter. DNA Force, one of our more expensive products, 33% off plus free shipping. Silver Bullet, 67% off plus free shipping. That's our colloidal silver. So take a look at the items that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. Thank you for supporting us over the years. That's how we fund this operation. I was talking about what was going on with the railroad track, speeding, distracted driving. People have died in that. But we're told that we should turn over our cars to Elon Musk and his genius engineers. Yet Elon Musk tweeted out his phone number to 16.7 million followers yesterday. Oops. Oops. Let's hope that he can do a better job. You know, he can't control his phone number. I don't think he can control my car, okay? Not going to control my car. And if they can't stop a train on a track, I don't think they can drive millions of cars at the same time either and keep them from colliding with all the different, you know, we're not out there running on tracks with these cars. One of the examples of this, of course, the way that they roll this in is for the crony capitalism of the Democrats. You heard Chuck Schumer virtue signaling about, oh, these corporations are getting all these big tax breaks. Well, they do their tax breaks, as I pointed out. They're very specific. They're very targeted tax breaks to the corporations that they do business with that give them money and their campaign funds. And we'll get to that in just a moment with Hillary Clinton. But the front that they put on all of this is that it's going to be great. You're not going to even want to own a car because you're going to have Uber. You're going to have Uber. You're going to rent your car from the big car companies. That's, by the way, that's the way it's going to go. They're pushing Uber out of business now. Unfortunately, this charade that they allowed Uber to run with for a while so that the big car companies like GM and Ford and Toyota could get together their rental fleets and do a proof of concept for people, get them used to it, and now Uber's going to be swept aside as the big boys come in and grab the cash, your cash. Uber has had a rough week. Uber, they had the ride where they charged $14,000 for a 21-minute ride across Toronto. And we've seen that before with their peak pricing. But now they're also being investigated by the Department of Justice. This is part of the lawsuit between Uber and Waymo. The Department of Justice submitted a letter to the judge claiming there is more evidence that Uber had not turned over, reportedly related to accusations that Uber, listen to this, illegally gathered information on competing rideshare companies and also their customers. We've talked about their rides of glory, how they collect all your information, play games with it, and so forth. And they point out it's very unusual for the government to involve itself in a lawsuit like this, which means that they think that the government is looking at something else that Uber did. Yeah, they did something else. They have this thing they called a gray ball software. They didn't want to be regulated by local companies who wanted to say, hey, have you been vetting your drivers like the taxi drivers are allowed to do? Oh, that's right. You're not a taxi company. Oh, okay. You're not even a transportation company. You're just sharing information with people, helping them to get around, right? No, that's not true. And by the way, to avoid those local controls, they had grayball software. They would identify who these public officials were based on their geospatial information, their metadata and so forth, or other things. And when these people would try to get a ride with Uber, they would never show up. And so that may be part of what is happening here. It could also be related to reports that Uber bribed foreign officials and possibly violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. You know, when you start investigating Uber, it is a target-rich environment. They have now been declared as a transportation company in Europe. That's what Europe's highest court has now ruled. And that is the fundamental lie that was at the basis of their business model, that they were not a taxi company. So they were not subject to the taxes and regulations that the tax companies were. That was their big price advantage. To say, oh, we don't have to have the medallions. We don't have to pay the fees that the taxi companies do. We don't have to do the vetting of our people. We don't have to make sure the vehicles are safe. That's just for a taxi company. We're not a taxi company. And it's like, you may not be a company at all. The whole thing may be collapsing, this whole fraud. But that is what they have been selling us, the fact that we are not going to be even wanting to have a car. I mean, if you've got something like Uber, such a stellar performance. You know, when you can pay $21,000 to go across the city, do you think that they're going to be cheaper when they have a monopoly? Do you think that Ford and General Motors or these other big automotive companies, do you think that they're actually going to provide you transportation at a lower cost? I don't think so. All right, we're almost out of time in this segment, and we got Lionel's going to be joining us in the next segment, anxious to see what he's going to talk about. But let me just tell you this real quickly. We've had a new scheme from Hillary Clinton, believe it or not. The DNC is accused of corrupt money, and it's a new FEC complaint, Federal Elections Commission. They allege that the Hillary campaign and the Democratic National Committee that she bought, remember she bought that with money from the Clinton Foundation? Well, she would go around and she would raise tens of millions of dollars at all these soirees and California with the Weinsteins, and then she would go to the bankers in New York, and they'd get all that money. They allege that about $84 million was funneled illegally from the DNC through state party chapters back into the war chest of the Clinton campaign. They said on the very same day they would raise this money at these local things, and of course it was going to the local Democrat Party. They would transmit it to the DNC, which, as Donna Brazile pointed out, was owned by Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Remember when they sent Dinesh D'Souza to jail for 8 months, fined him $30,000 for doing far less than that? We're going to be talking to Lionel when he comes back. Let's talk about California fires, Las Vegas, and UFOs. Maybe he's going to do a Mars attack review.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically studied to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah! Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1% to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret? is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Trying to make some sense of it all.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is our Emmy award-winning guest, Lionel. You can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation. You can find him on Twitter, at Lionel Media, and also he has a website, lionelmedia.com. Now, I was told that Lionel wanted to talk about California fires, Las Vegas, and UFOs. The only thing I can think of, Lionel, is you're going to give us a Mars attack review. What is the common thread? I'm sure you see something common in here. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to talk about None Again. Again, the most arcane musical referencing ever. Steeler's Wheel, Jerry Rafferty. He played Horse with No Name. Remember when that one came out when you were first trying to figure out? I thought it was Neil Young when I first heard it. And I thought, the first thing I heard was a fly with a buzz and a sky with a... I've been on a horse to nowhere. I've been on a song to nowhere. What the hell is this? What are you talking about? E minor 7D. Anybody who plays E minor 7D. Okay. That goes right into Heart of Gold. But enough about me. You know, David.
It does have a common thread there, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does. Everything has a common. And by the way, how about Jennifer Gormley? This poor, your assistant, you've got her chained and narcotized. She's under some kind of sedation. I don't know what's going on. She sends me tweets, SOS tweets. Get me out of here. We're under a 97,000 hour, again, I mean, Alex is a slave.
Had her chained to the table for the last 34 hours. That's right.
Alex, put it this way. People are trying to, the Zetas are trying to get people to he's trying to break them out. They understand, look, we understand manipulation of human spirit, but this man, I mean, my God, does he have any, go ahead, Owen. I've been here for 20, I'm talking the same stuff. Shut up! Do it! Take your life force and keep your mouth shut. All right. Couple of things here. First.
We couldn't do it without those great supplements. That's right. Couldn't do the 34 hour podcast.
You know what my favorite one is when Alex does the veiled threat to young men worried about virility. Like, look, you might not want to take a whole tablet. I'm just saying. Put it this way. You'll be able to drive a 10-penny nail the hard way. All right. Blue steel cat. I'm just telling you. I'm just, you know, warning you. Okay. You could be a human sundial. You know, I'm just telling you. Periscope. You're going to scare people anyway, but a couple of things. A couple of things. First and foremost, the fires in Northern California, NoCal fires, okay? Everybody's saying, whoa, wait a minute, hold it. They were zoomed in. They looked at the areas, citizen journalism, better than ever, actually saying, look, the trees that surrounded these houses, they were saved. Look, in an hour, porcelain, glass, molten steel, all melted. There were people who posited connections just between Agenda 21, direct energy weapons, lasers, and the like. Look, I'm not saying that's true.
I've seen those pictures. They are very, very amazing. As a matter of fact, I was tempted to take it down and talk to some firefighters that just didn't have time to do that kind of on-the-ground reporting. I haven't seen any firefighters talk about that, but I mean, it is amazing to see these trees, as you point out, that are green, and yet you've got concrete buildings or whatever melted down into ash in the midst of all these trees that didn't catch fire. Really strange.
And interesting what is left. It's funny how avionics, a lot of military industrial complex type of factories are left. All I'm saying is that's number one. Okay, terrific. Then we have another derailment. Okay. Look, I've got news for you, but if I went to somebody from another planet, some Venusian who says, you know, We calculated that there are at any given time, I don't know how many thousands of trains running who, believe it or not, Alex, sometimes they take those curves a little fast. Sometimes they're a little distracted. And the odds of this, whenever it goes up, it's still, they have figured out a lot of things, but, and I'm no expert, but then somebody said, whoa, wait, look at this. Antifa said they were going to target this rail right here. And look, we have saved the tweet. Hey, Twitter, you know how you want to shut down everybody's Twitter, tweet about, I don't know, pro-Trump? Would you maybe bring that one back? Oh, no, no, no. Because you see, Twitter, it just so happens these people, these Antifa folks, actually predicted this. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. Twitter, this is good. You can help the police. Okay, that's that. David, Las Vegas. Nobody's, we just forgot about Las Vegas? That's just it. You got Mike.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's gone.
You got Mike, the fellow from, what's his name? The vitamin Mike, who does this incredible breakdown of the sounds of this, the sonic analytics. There's two shooters. We forget right. about that. I'm still right. trying to figure out chemtrails, believe it or not, in a kind of a weird, kind of a directed energy, kind of a dome of aluminum. Look, make a long story short, let me stop right there. This is what the American mainstream media say. I don't know. Remember, David, when Columbo first came out? Columbo was so fantastic. And Columbo was a great show. And you can see the early Columbo, not the later Columbo when he kind of lost his mind, but the early Columbo. And you would find out, you would say somebody was killed, and then Columbo would figure out how. And he would pick up and says, wow, look at this, man, a cigarette butt. Whoever, this person was right-handed. Why? Because, and no clue, no investigatory aspect was too arcane, too recondite, too weird, too strange. Now, if we did Columbo today, the way mainstream media handles the aforementioned issues, it would go something like this. Sir, did you know who killed your wife? No. Okay, that's it. End of show. Nobody investigates. Nobody.
And nobody says, oh, and one more thing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's always do that. He'd stop and turn around and go, oh, one more thing.
Now, stop. I want everybody to listen to me right now. Let's change the facts. Assume, as we say in law, arguendo. Assume that a group called not Antifa, because that's associated with Soros and lefties and all that kind of stuff. But let's just assume instead there was a group of people that were associated with Trump, right wing, somebody the Southern Poverty Law Center identified, somebody else. Let's say they were the group versus Antifa. Okay. You know that Don Lemon and these people would have been all over this. Let's assume it was the some right wing Cliven Bundy. You know,
let's just say it was a KKK.
KKK, David Duke, Jared Kushner, and just anybody else. You would have seen Columbo put to shame. But because we say, don't bring up anything about Las Vegas. Yeah, but Mike Adams, I don't care about Mike Adams, just let it go. Okay, Northern California fires. I asked somebody this question the other day, and I'm not an expert, but I'm kind of like Columbo. I just asked simple things. Remember, jurors aren't experts either, David, when they're asked to determine the fate of human beings. But if I said, do you mean to tell me that with all of these satellites that are out there, these satellites that, remember one time Bin Laden supposedly said before he died 10 years before of Marfan syndrome, but I digress. But Bin Laden apparently said something like, we even took our radium dial watches off because the satellites can read and locate. Okay, with all of the satellites, you mean nobody's figured out a way that says, hey, listen, guys, if ever you find a heat source over X thousand degrees, zoom in, pick up the phone, we'll have a plane there, we'll dump water on it. We're not going to let it go to an acre. You just let us know, move the satellites right here because these are where the fires are. This is the email I got, David. Oh, no, you know. No, these things move quickly. Well, why? Where? Why did five different fire sources burn like that? I mean, well, you see, and then normal people, whereas you and I ask questions, my friends answer questions. Well, you see, the reason, thank you, Red Adair. Remember him? Oh, you're an expert now on fires. Well, see, these things are very dry. Yes, I understand how they flourish. So all I'm saying is you have all of these people out there catching all this great B-roll. and not one person asks about any kind of perhaps reason for this. Nobody's talking about derailments. The mainstream media care nothing about anything.
You're absolutely right. We're going to be back with Lionel. We got to take a quick break, Lionel, and we're going to be back with the dog that didn't bark. Nobody's asking some obvious questions about some of these anomalies. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lionel. I'm David.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The House passed a sweeping $1.5 trillion tax bill Tuesday. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act lowers individual tax rates. Paul Ryan said, "Today we are giving the people their money back," adding that a typical family would average about $2,000 in tax cuts in 2018. Zero Democrats voted to lower taxes. Instead, they were busy pushing the narrative that the sloppy bill is a Frankenmonster set to benefit only corporations and the rich. But are they really just worried about a legislative accomplishment that will translate to more cold hard cash for middle class pockets? According to the Independent Tax Policy Center, 80% of taxpayers will get a tax cut in 2018. Only about 5% will pay more next year under the GOP plan. With approval from both chambers likely, the biggest overhaul of the U.S. tax system in more than 30 years could be signed into law by President Trump before the end of the week. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
I'm David Niden. Lionel has just laid out a whole string of strange things that have happened when somebody says, well, yeah, that's kind of strange, but look at that over there. Just walk away from it. Whether we're talking about Las Vegas or the California fires or the train wreck that we just saw there, we have a very short attention span. And they're able to use that very well, aren't they, Lionel, when we move on. And you were talking about, you know, the dog that didn't bark. I mean, certainly, you would think that people would ask some questions with it, but I just don't think we have enough of an attention span, to focus on one thing, and then they move us on to the next one, because that's the news cycle, and it's also the attention deficit disorder of the American public.
Don't have any, how do we say this? We don't ask any questions, but we also don't follow up. And by the by, before we let this thing go, look, I'm a retired Catholic. I have no problems with or against the Catholic Church. I had great nuns and great teachers and great priests. Never was touched, slapped, spanked, nothing. I've got no problem with them. No, really, never. But what is with Bergoglio, this Pope? You're going to give Cardinal Law a full?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind? Look, yeah. You can do whatever you want. You know, sometimes they say, should this mafia don receive a Catholic funeral? Well, he did some good, and I'm not going to tell the church what to do. But do you know how bad this PR is? I mean, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Is Bernard Law, you shipped him out to Rome to basically save his life? And,
yes.
and you're going to give him, you know, full military 21, whatever.
And now they've taken Cardinal Pell, who was what? He was like number two or three at the Vatican. He's gone back to Australia to answer crimes there because they removed the statute of limitations for pedophilia. So it's kind of interesting to see how this happens. You know, when the Pope came to the U.S., the last stop that he had was up in Philadelphia, where they had this same type of situation. It might have been the same cardinal. I forget what the guy's name was, but he had been moved to Florida, and the Pope brought him back for Families United or something. He's like, Families United, why don't you take care of these pedophiles or these people in the structure who've been, you know, moving them around like a shell game, you know, to hide them from accountability.
It's horrible.
It's amazing.
Horrible, yeah. And despicable when they're talking about they were going to excommunicate Teddy Kennedy years ago, big deal, but for his stance on abortion. And no, what do you got to do to get excommunicated in this group? I mean, covering up for pedophilia. Yeah. But David, before we forget, listen, I know you don't make a big deal out of UFOs. I don't know, editorial thing, maybe that's your stuff. But they're here. I don't know what people need to know. I don't know what you need, but people that I know who believe in anything, who actually have not aluminum foil, tin foil, actual, you've got tin foil still, that they believe in everything, but when it comes to UFOs, oh, come on, stop it. Look.
Oh, no, actually, I do believe in extraterrestrials. I mean, we're here at a time of year where we celebrate the angels singing and the demons and so on. I absolutely do believe in extraterrestrials. I just don't necessarily believe they're the Steven Spielberg kind of extraterrestrials.
Oh, so. Without a doubt. Well, put it this way. People will say, well, have you ever seen one? Have you ever seen one? I've never seen an electron either. I've never seen one, but they're there. And I've got news for you. Let me just leave you with this. Speaking of the Catholic Church and religion, you're going to dig this one. You know, the Catholic Church is very, very open. They even have their own Vatican. And by the way, you're a production staff. Before I even say it, you've got the graphic up there. I don't know how you do it, but it's spooky.
It's mental telepathy. We put something in your body that,
it's mental. It's that brain force. You were saying, I knew you were going to say that, but there are the Vatican astronomer has said, and the popes have posited, that most likely there are other brothers and sisters. But here's the best part. If they're there, the Pope and the Vatican doesn't know whether they have original sin. Translation, they may not have to ask for forgiveness. They may not need to be born again. Now, let me put it to you that way. Imagine like one of these who is a Joel Osteen says, excuse me, what? They don't have, they don't need this church.
Joel Osteen's going to tell you they got more money than we have, so we should join them. I don't know. But, you know, the Pope is also telling me that we're going to melt down if we don't take care of climate change. So I don't necessarily look at the Vatican scientific councils for any answers.
You're pointing out the little things. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, but the Pope, this goes back to Pius the 12th. I got my Pius is confused. Pius, J.P. Deuce, John Paul, they absolutely said that evolution, they had no problem with this. People say, well, the Catholic Church is against evolution. No, they never said this, as long as the final spirit is imbued by God. Look, all I'm saying is this. There is a reluctance, even among, as I call my family here, members of the conspiratorium and the clerisy, a hands-off approach to UFOs. You listen to me, and you listen good. Not only are they there, but if we sat one down and I said, go ahead, tell them about the rocket. You do what? Yeah, we have rockets. You have rockets. What do you mean rockets? Yeah, we have solid fuel. You use fuel? Well, we can't go behind, you know, be close to the speed of light. Why not? You're doing what? I mean, this is your Nobel Prize. This is it. The Earth is 7.5 billion years old or something like that. So 7,500 million years old.
So they tell us. Yeah.
Oh, they tell us.
They're the rock that had the label on it. That's right. Go ahead.
But if there was something that's 7,501 million years, they have a million years on it. Think about this.
In 6 months.
From 1903 to 1969, from Kitty Hawk and the Wright brothers to landing on the moon, whatever. But anyway, but for 66 years, we went through a lot of changes. Now, you give somebody a million years. I'm telling you right now. I don't know what it is, if it's an in-house rule, but you listen to me. Not only are they here, but the idea of here is something we can understand. What do you mean here? We're everywhere. We're in the multiverse. You're looking at the visible spectrum because you see, David, if humans don't see something, well, we don't. It's not there. When the microscope came along, well, I'll be damned. Look at that. Yes, there are critters there. That's and right. I am telling you. And there are more people. And David, if you ask people, military, pilots, commercial pilots, and you know, they said, as a friend of mine said, there's only one button in the cockpit that'll get you fired. And he pointed to the microphone. You know that nobody is going to tell anybody.
Not the ejector seat. Yeah.
Yes. Nobody's going to tell anybody anything since World War II, since Foo Fighters. I'm telling you right now, and we laugh at this, and we laugh, but if you want to see something that will completely disrupt humankind, if all of a sudden something makes human beings speak in terms of not being a Palestinian or an Israeli or an American or a Canadian, but in terms of being an earthling, and if you really get a new world order where jurisdiction completely.
As a matter of fact, when we had our film festival here, when I first started, we had the Paul Revere Film Festival. There was a guy, his entry was late, but it was an excellent, I don't know if you saw that or not, but it was an excellent production. And he had Reagan talking about the thing that would unite us all would be some extraterrestrial presence or whatever. And then he put it in there in the context of, like a false flag type of thing or something that they were running there. But, you know, quite frankly, I do believe that there's extraterrestrials. I mean, I believe in angels. I believe in demons. I believe in the Nephilim, that type of thing. I believe that there will be deceptions of people saying, hey, no, actually, you know, we evolved, we've got these spaceships, whatever. I mean, you know, I'm open to all that kind of stuff. I understand that there are things that we don't see that are real, that have a real presence. And it's just like you're talking about, we don't see gravity, but we feel the effect of it. Go ahead.
What is a Nephilim? Is that Fred and the Nephilim with I Love Lucy?
The fallen ones, as I point out. And look up Genesis 6 after the program.
You're talking about your staff again. And by the way, when you had that film festival, it went 196 hours straight. Some people died in your staff. I can imagine.
Right. We were looking at it. That was, you talk about a marathon thing, looking at all the film submissions. That was unbelievable.
You got to answer me.
Had some good stuff.
You got to answer me this question. Seriously. When Alex interviews new recruits, Alex says, before we talk about your political, let me ask you something. How long have you ever gone without sleeping? Do you need the restroom on a regular basis? Are you against a catheter by any chance? What's the longest you've ever gone without seeing your family? Does small confinement bother you? Are you having aversion to shock treatment? I swear to you, these people, I watch these stupid news shows, and not only are you killing them in terms of your morning show, which I listen to every single day, but you're you're destroying them in terms of the sheer power. When we remember during when we were kids, Jerry Lewis telethon, we thought,
oh yeah, I remember that.
You're gonna telethon every day.
Right. We've had a couple of them recently, haven't we? We're out of time. It's great talking to you, Lionel. And again, you can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation, Twitter, at Lionel Media, and also his website, lionelmedia.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Lionel, our Emmy Award-winning regular guest here on Real News. That concludes our broadcast today. Stay with us. Alex Jones is coming up next, the 4-hour broadcast in the War Room after that.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.